From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Mountain Music Ambassadors from Morehead State University's Traditional Music Program. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
If you need an education for the road that lies ahead, and you want to run life's race like a Kentucky thoroughbred, for much more opportunity, come to Morehead State, and you'll be flying like an eagle when you spread your wings to soar. Morehead State, much more. Corner of low-down blues, gravy corn by my shoes.
Hey, let me be your soldier dog. Let me be your soldier dog. I won't be your man at all. Hey, let me be your soldier dog.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Finger on trigger, not a hog.
Hey, let me be your soldier dog. Let me be your soldier dog. I won't be a man at all. Hey, let me be your soldier dog.
I pull the trigger and the gun said go. Shot fell over in Mexico.
Hey, soldier dog. Let me be your soldier dog. I won't be your man at all. Hey, let me be your soldier dog.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I am the host of Red Barn Radio this evening. My name is Brad Becker, and I am here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 477th live performance. Red Barn Radio is coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, you are listening to two Mountain Ambassador bands from the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Morehead University, and with them, Raymond McLean, Ruth McLean, Sister Ruth, and also Nathan Kaiser, who is back here toting his fiddle, and Nathan Kaiser is also a member of the faculty there. So, folks, please welcome the Mountain Music Ambassadors.
Blues, lonesome hearted blues. Fixin' to leave this old town. Blues, lonesome hearted blues, ain't gonna let it get me down. Blues,
big black Cadillac. Oh, I used to drive a big black Cadillac. Oh, walking this nearly broke my back. I ain't gonna let it get me down. Blues, lots of hearted blues. I'm fixing to leave this old town. Blues, lots of hearted blues. Ain't gonna let it get me down. String sounded good to me. Oh, this old five string sounded good to me. I think I'll have myself a jamboree. Ain't gonna let it get me down. Blues, lost some hearted blues. I'm fixing to leave this old town. Blues, lost some hearted blues. Ain't gonna let it get me down. Fixin' to leave this old town. Blues, lots of hearted blues. Ain't gonna let it get me down.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with the Mountain Music Ambassadors. Here's Brad.
We are here with the Mountain Music Ambassadors, and these are actually two bands from the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Morehead University. The Mountain Music Ambassadors and all MSU traditional music ensembles are comprised of students enrolled in band class, so members will vary from semester to semester. If we were to do this next semester, we might have a different group of folks. Is that right, Raymond?
Well, yes, it is. All of these students that are on the stage are all declared majors. We have a brand new Bachelor of Arts degree in traditional music at Morehead State University. All these students are declared majors. We actually have 14 now.
Raymond McLean.
So you'd probably see a good number of these again. There are a few more.
Okay, so we might see more folks. We'll probably see a lot of repeats.
See some of these same folks and some others as well.
Well, I already can say you're all welcome back. This is just too much fun. The first minor in traditional music was established at Morehead in 2000, but as of 2013, somebody could go there and get a Bachelor of Arts degree in traditional music, and this is the first degree of its kind offered in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Am I right?
That's right. Okay. Not only the first in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, but the first anywhere meeting the accreditation standards of the National Association of Schools of Music.
And does that have to do with, like, building codes and stuff like that, or is it more interesting than that?
Oh, it's actually more interesting. The National Association of Schools of Music has standards that you have to meet in terms of what you need to teach and what people need to know when they earn your degree.
Standards that would apply to any music program.
To any music program that meets their standards, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have a big crowd in front of me, listeners. There are 9 musicians and 3 faculty members. And so I'd just really love to hear from as many of you as possible. How much have you all traveled? Where have you traveled to? Would somebody step up first and just start us off and tell us where you have traveled to?
My name's Bo Lambert.
Oh, hey, Bo. Bo plays guitar.
Yeah, I play guitar and banjo and bass. And we've traveled to New York City, played at the City Winery up there, and we've been to China. There have been 3 tours over there for about 10 days each. The one I was in a part of, we went to Beijing and Tianjin and Weilin, Nanning, and Yangshua. Yeah. Been there.
Good job.
we've played the Carter Family Fold, home of the Carter family, in Virginia.
So that would be some place I would expect you all to be. And New York City Winery, a little less, but China.
Yeah.
My name's Michelle Canning.
Okay, and Michelle is standing before me with a beautiful banjo.
So thank
she's
you.
A banjo player. Did you hear anything like banjo in China?
There were a few instruments that were very similar to the banjo, and Raymond actually just asked me if I would speak to you in the way that I actually introduced one of our songs in China, and the way I did that was, Woman, Heng Gao Xian Zai Tian Jin, Dian Dao Niman, Cie Cie Niman Du Dao Lai.
I agree. I would have said the same thing. Tell us what you just said.
That meant we are honored to be in Tianjin, or I inserted whatever city we are in. We are in Tianjin the most, but we are honored to be in Tianjin. Thank you for your kind attention.
You did a really good job with that. Are you linguistically strong? Do you do any other languages like...
Well, I took Spanish in grammar school, if that counts for anything.
It does.
What I basically did to learn that was I had a Chinese exchange student at Moorhead who spoke it to me slowly, and then I wrote down what I thought the syllables sounded like. Even if they weren't necessarily spelled correctly, they were what would help me understand what to say. Uh-huh. And I just kept saying it over and over until eventually I was able to say it without the paper in front of me.
True, Corina, Corina, where you been so long? Corina.
just joined us? Tonight, we're with the Mountain Music Ambassadors on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
And I remember Bill Monroe saying, the sun never sets on bluegrass music, because people all over the world were playing. You know, we think of it as ours, and it came from our part of the country, but it goes everywhere, and it goes both ways, not only from this area, but also to this area. This music belongs to us, and it also belongs to everybody that loves it, everyone who enjoys it. Michelle Canning, for example, is from Massachusetts. We've got friends that play bluegrass music in Japan, in Europe, in the Netherlands, in Switzerland, all over the world, in Brazil, so many places. Thank you.
Does Moorhead have an exchange going on with Chinese musicians?
Well, we have a strong international studies program, and we have a number of students, international students, that come study at Moorhead State, and then a number of our students go study in various parts of the world.
Do you have Chinese musicians who are at Moorhead?
Actually, Ruth, didn't you have one of the Chinese students last semester?
I did. I had a couple students, and they were fascinated with our scale.
I'm sure, right.
And they loved the music.
Ruth McLean.
It's fun to see similarities. It seems every culture has some kind of folkloric music that has to do with vocal music and stringed instruments. And so there's a connection there with most every culture.
Well, sure. And so when you were in China, did you all hear young people, people your own age, playing traditional, would it be traditional Chinese folk music?
We didn't get to hear a whole lot of that. We were supposed to one night, but we weren't able to. And we did hear some more adults playing on the street with traditional Chinese instruments, which was really interesting. And it kind of reminded me of what someone might do like in New York or,
sort of like,
you know,
busking,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was really neat.
Were they busking for tips? Did they have anything out where people were putting in money, or were they just doing it for the sheer joy?
That was actually outside the gates of the Temple of Heaven.
Jackson Lewis.
I think that was a pretty regular meeting for those musicians to gather there, maybe a particular day of the week, and play. There were actually two great, very large ensembles, and they played some fantastic music.
And enter
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Mountain Music Ambassadors. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Mountain Music Ambassadors after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Mountain Music Ambassadors. This is Red Barn Radio.
I'll fly to the east and I'll fly to the west and I'll
We have three traditional music programs. You have you, we have Berea, and we have UK. And I know those programs are different, and I think I know some ways in which they're different. Are you all collaborators or are you competitors?
Well, I think we have a lot of respect for one another and appreciate everything that's going on at each of those institutions. You know, the momentum carries everybody along.
How might you describe the niche that you have? Maybe even contrast that with, say, what's at Berea and what's at UK.
They're all wonderful programs. At Berea College, actually, that program is led by our brother-in-law, Ruth, and my brother-in-law, Al White.
The traditional music dynasty. Right, and so...
been on Red Barn Radio many times also. Wonderful
right.
musician.
We love Al.
And we play with Al quite a bit. But he has two ensembles there. He has a bluegrass ensemble at Berea College, and he also has a mariachi ensemble.
Oh, yeah. But you could envision the program growing to include that?
Traditional music for us right now includes bluegrass, old-time string band, old-time country music, blues, western swing, Celtic music. I mean, all the music that's associated with our southern mountain region. And now there's a lot of Latin influence in our region as well. Mm. And I don't see any reason not to include that if it were ever an opportunity. I'm really glad Al's doing that. And you mentioned UK, the John Jacob Niles Gallery.
Right, Ron Penn.
And Ron Penn, one of my heroes. He does wonderful work as well.
Dark as the night and blue as the day, I'm lonesome, my darling, since you went away. Oh, sometimes I wonder, why did you stray? It's dark as the night, I'm blue as the day, blue as the sky. Since we've been apart, oh, tell me, please tell me, why did you stray? It's dark as the night, I'm blue as the day. The night and blue as the day. sometimes I wonder, why did you stray? It's dark as the night, I'm blue as the day, blue as the sky. There's blues in my heart, it's dark outside. Why you betrayed? It's dark as the night, I'm blue as the day. It's dark as the night, I'm blue as the day.
I'll tell you that Andrew Preston is not only a good singer and player, but he's also a good songwriter, and he's been selected by the International Bluegrass Music Association to present some of his songs next week at their international convention.
All right.
Thank you.
Nice.
Nice. It was a pretty great honor to get that email. It wasn't expected.
Oh, so. I bet. That sounds so exciting. What do you hope to get from an undergraduate degree in traditional music that you wouldn't get from just hitting the road and playing hard with a bunch of bands?
Well, it's funny, actually. This is actually my second degree. I have a degree in psychology, also from Morehead State. So I didn't expect at all to go into traditional music until just this year. This is my first year as an ambassador. I think it's really helpful because it gives you a different look at how to play music than just performing it. You learn how to teach it. You learn how to research it. I've done a lot of music research, and it's a really interesting look into the academic world of traditional music that you don't get just from performing. I get blown away every week because everyone in there is just creating this beautiful work.
Well, I know Ruth has written songs that have been performed by big stars and whatnot, so that's awesome that you get an opportunity to.
Yeah, it's everybody at the at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music is, they're great resources, they're great people, and they're all so experienced. It's really nice to be able to learn from them.
Samantha, did you come to a traditional music program because you wanted to get better?
Yes.
Yeah?
Well, as you know, Brad, I started out when I was really young, and my dad had always drug me and taken me to all the bluegrass festivals when I was really little. And
I hung around with your dad at some of those places.
Yeah. And so it's like I always wanted to be Alison Krauss. And so here I have a bunch of amazing musicians around me supporting me and making me, encouraging me to get better at what I do. And so I know I've only grown, and I'm sure everyone here can say the same thing. And I know I will continue to grow at this program.
Right. You guys really are ambassadors. No, it's really great. I mean, I really tell you're talking from the heart. It's terrific.
Mistreated you, Lord, and I'm sorry. Come back to me. heart of mine. Can't you hear me calling? A million times I love you best. Mistreated you, Lord, and I'm sorry. Come back to me is my request. Come back to me.
You've just joined us. Tonight, we're with the Mountain Music Ambassadors on Red Barn Radio.
You know, I think one of the big differences is the technology that these students have available.
Nathan Kaiser.
You know, our archive is a huge resource for them. Everything that we have in our collection is currently, you know, continuously being digitized. So they can go in there and with a very easy search, they can find a song and they can sit down and learn it. You know, recording technology is becoming much easier to come by and much easier to learn. So I think that these students, you know, a lot of them have quite a bit of experience in recording themselves. There's just so much information at your fingertips now that it makes learning this music easier. But the important thing that I think that we preserve is that it's really hard to beat that knee-to-knee, person-to-person interaction in learning music. Even though we have all these resources, it's very important to sit down person-to-person and play together because you can't replace that with anything.
Music ambassadors from the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. I'd like to thank our guests for being here with Raymond McLean, Ruth McLean, and Nathan Kaiser. We're so glad you were able to be here, and thanks to all of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker. Until we meet again, so glad you all could come. Be well, and why don't you guys spin us out with something. All right, the music ambassadors from Morehead State.
like a Kentucky thoroughbred. For much more opportunity, come to Morehead State, and you'll be flying like an eagle when you spread your wings to soar. Morehead State, much more. Flying like an eagle when you spread your wings to soar. Morehead State, much more.
All right, give him a hand.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Raymond, Ruth, and Nathan, and all of the Mountain Music Ambassadors for being with us tonight.
Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. With a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net.
We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.